Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Jameer. How may I help you?
Yes. You charged my mother on her Bank of America account $7.95 for something, and I am calling to find out what this charge is for.
Okay, yes, ma'am. If you will, please provide me with your zip code, and I'll be able to pull up that account for you.
28080.
And may I have your first and last name, please, ma'am?
My name is Lisa Blackwell. You have contacted my mother, Gloria Fisher.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So I do see an account with Gloria Fisher on it.
Okay. My mother, I am her power of attorney. She does not have She cannot make decisions like that.
Mm-hmm.
She said that y'all had sent her an email that said that y'all were with Spectrum and that she had won a prize. So I'm suspecting that you are not with Spectrum Services, correct?
No, sir. So we don't send out emails or handle any products or sites. But I do have that account that you're talking about up. And if you will, please, ma'am, verify the mailing address.
480 South Ingleside Farm Road.
Yes,
Iron
ma'am.
Station, North Carolina.
Yes,
okay,
ma'am.
What do you have an account with her for?
So it looks like yesterday she ordered a tablet, paid the shipping and handling costs of $7.95, and that's it, ma'am.
Who did she order a tablet from?
Well, under here, we say the campaign name, it just shows the tablet, and it's a exclusive offer. I'm not sure who she ordered the tablet with.
Okay, is there a way for me to, with me being her power of attorney, for me to cancel this transaction and close that account?
Yes.
Or would I have to get my lawyer to, okay.
No, ma'am, you're fine.
I have to get the lawyer to do that.
Hold on 1 second.
Yeah, because whoever sent her the email addressed it as it was Spectrum, which I knew that was not true. And so I know it's a scam.
Yes, ma'am. Give me 1 second. Let me get this closed for you. One second, ma'am. One second, ma'am. We're almost done here.
All righty. You'll also be refunding to the account, or do I need to get in touch with the bank for that?
It seems like it was made yesterday. If those charges are still pending, do you know if they're pending or have they been?
They're processing now.
Okay. So, if they're still processing, once I cancel this account, they should just come off. But if they don't,
okay.
You can just give us a call back and we'll be able to give you that refund.
All righty. I appreciate you helping me with this.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I'm just finishing documenting this account so I can get it canceled for you. And I'll have the cancellation number as well.
Okay. And that number is?
1 second. I have to finish documenting.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, ma'am, are you ready for that cancellation number?
I am.
That number is C, as in cat, 2590579936.
All right, that's C as in cat, 2590579936.
Correct, yes, ma'am. And that number is confirmed. Alrighty. That this account has been canceled and that is effective immediately.
All righty. All right. And if they don't reissue the refund, I will give you a call back.
Yes, ma'am. We'll be able to get you that refund as well.
All righty. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, ma'am. And thank you for calling customer service. I hope you have a great rest of your day, ma'am.
You also. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.